Other news today, a 92-year-old man from Brighton has become the first ever veteran to receive the Peace Medal in the UK. Billy Orr was among UN forces which fought in the Korean War between 1950 and 1953, but his failing health meant he was unable to return to the country he fought for to collect his commendation. This morning at the Blind Veterans UK home in Brighton, Mr. Orr received a phone call from the Korean ambassador. The medal has also been sent to him.
It just means to say I've got something for what we, somebody who I was recognised, you know, I was recognised to help them fight for freedom. You know, well, it's nice to get a medal. You see, the people in Korea have not forgotten, still haven't forgotten, about what the British soldier done out there. Like, there's not many of us left. Generation after generation, you know, it's been handed down. But the people of the Republic of Korea have not forgotten what the British soldier done.
Well, let's now speak to Paul Cartwright, who's the residential manager at Blind Veterans UK. Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
So an exciting day for Mr. Orr.
A very exciting day, but a very emotional day as well.
And what was his reaction then to receiving a phone call from the ambassador?
He was so humbled by it that an ambassador of the Korean country, the Korea, would actually want to ring him and speak to him and thank him on behalf of his people for what Billy and his countrymen had done in helping restore freedom and democracy for him. He just could not get over it. He was so excited and emotional about it. It did bring back a lot of memories of friends and countrymen that he'd lost, but It was a great thing for him to happen.
And he's the first ever veteran to receive the Peace Medal in the UK, I believe. A remarkable achievement.
Yes, because he did have an offer to go out to Korea and revisit, but obviously due to his health and actually losing, he started to lose his sight because of the Korean War, that he's not been able to do this. But yeah, he just thinks that after 63 years that it's still not forgotten and people still think of him.
He sounds like an absolutely incredible man, and as you mentioned, this brought back some of those experiences. Has he told you a lot about his wartime experiences?
I've got lots of experiences, yes. He actually got caught as a prisoner, one of them, in April. He then escaped in June for 2 days. He was put in a bamboo cage because he was classed as a troublemaker. Songs he had to learn to sing to them first. He didn't give them his, what he calls, a little handful of rice. Absolutely, he was a very courageous and brave man.
It just must be incredible sharing these experiences with the people that you work with, and just tell us about how the reaction all round has been at the home today. It must be such a lovely atmosphere.
It's a lovely atmosphere. He's actually an inspiration for all of the members at Blind Veterans. He really is. It just goes to show what can be achieved. Even though he's lost his sight through these wars, he's a veteran of three wars: the Second War, the Greek Civil War, and the Korean War. And as he said, there's not many people can say they've achieved that.
And you've had the TV cameras there as well, because on Southeast Today today.
TV cameras as well. He's very tired, but he's loved it the whole day. And he just to think that they would want to remember him, and after all this time.
Well, wonderful to talk to you. Thank you, Paul, for talking to us on Drive Time this evening. Looking forward to that television appearance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul Cartwright there.